first of all, can you please explain this year's delegation to CBIT 2016?
So this year we have 11 companies with us, and what's very unique this year, they're all actually industry players. So ITBPM industry players, they all provide outsourcing services. Unlike last year and the year before, we had non-industries like telcos and law firms participate. So that's the uniqueness of the delegation this year. I think because they see that the Australian market has grown to, you know, seek for these services, and they've chosen Philippines as a good next destination for their companies out back offices, or, you know.
Philippine industry has been participating in CBIT in the last 5 years or so, or more. So I suppose it's really been helpful in promoting the industry. Can you tell us the impact of this exhibit to the Philippines?
Well, we've been participating for 7 years. And alongside of doing CBIT, we do an ITBPM forum. And that forum allows us to speak about the Philippines, the advantages of doing business in the Philippines, and have an industry overview, where our industry is going in the next couple of years. And I think this interaction or this information we provide helps many decision makers, you know, give that Philippines a second chance. So we're going to host one again this year on May 5th at Ernst & Young. And we're going to be there with the 11 companies that we've brought together with us. We're going to have speakers from the government, so ICTO, DOSD, and obviously IBPAP.
So where is it heading in the next 2 years, the industry, BPO industry?
Well, the industry is definitely growing. And
still growing? It has not reached its peak?
It hasn't reached its peak. We are ending 2016 with 1.3 million employees and $25 billion in revenue. In fact, 2016 moving to 2022, we're doing a roadmap to actually look at where the industry's direction is going. Is it more, you know, engineering outsourcing? Is it software? Is it healthcare? So we're doing that in-depth analysis starting the end of this year. And the best part is Australia is a market that's receptive to many of our services. And we want to spread our wings, and we feel that the Australian market you know, sees the potential, accepts the challenge, and I think we deliver. So that's why every year we're back here again.
But indeed, the current political situation in the Philippines is quite volatile, with the coming presidential election. Will it be affected whoever wins, or is the industry has a preferred president to lead the country?
Well, I know that there are certain companies that have a preferred president to lead the country because it's in the direction of the industry. But regardless of who wins, I think the president who will have the post will realize the impact the industry has on the country. You know, we are decreased unemployment. You know, we broaden our capabilities. You know, we provide infrastructure. We enhance our talent. So there are many things that help the country overall. And for every BPO employee, almost 2.5 other indirect employees are being hired. So I think whoever the president will be, if not immediately, but soon after, they will see the potential that the industry has and what it's the growth it's created in the last 10 years.
Where do the opportunities lie yet in the industry? So if you're going to encourage investors or companies to settle in the Philippines to put up their own BPOs?
There are various opportunities. And what's nice about the Philippines is we're exploring into different sectors. You know, our healthcare expanded tremendously in the last few years. Engineering outsourcing is growing. Just in a couple of years ago, we see that many companies are getting involved. So there's many opportunities in different sectors. And I think our roadmap 2022 will show that, you know, we have various skill sets and it's not just the voice.
With this CBIT this year, so what's basically the target?
Well, there's no specific amount, but our goal is to definitely bring business to the Philippines, and we're hoping to bring at least, you know, 5 to 6 closed deals. That's our target with the 11 delegation team. But in the end of the day, it's really that to promote the idea that Philippines is capable. If not today, maybe tomorrow, they will open their eyes and, you know, invest in the Philippines.
What are the problems besetting the industry right now, aside from, of course, the transportation, the mass transportation in Manila, which is a perennial problem?
Well, with the industry, some of the key issues are talent. To ensure that we have the right skilled workforce for the services. So, true enough, IBPAP is working with the Department of Education and schools and universities to ensure that the curriculums allow them to be ready for when they graduate.
Going back to politics, last question. So, in case a non-preferred candidate becomes president, are there fears that many of the companies located in the Philippines will relocate to another place, or business will continue as such?
I think the business will continue. Like I said, if not soon, but I mean, whoever the president candidate would, or whoever is elected, we'll see the impact the industry has. The number of, you know, how unemployment decreased and how everything else is like bounced off the industry, you know.
So the political climate is not really a major factor in deciding whether to do BPO operations in the Philippines? Not at all?
No, not at all. I don't think so. Yeah, because many of these companies have their own very well-established presence. The industry has created or put Philippines on the map. And so I don't think that should impact.
Thank you for your time.